This is Passport to Texas. Everyone loves instant color when planting flowers and shrubs, but plants provide more than visual appeal.
Usually they're producing fruit or nectar or some kind of food source that's desirable.
Botanist Dana Price says our choice of plants can affect Texas wildlife that depends on them.
A lot of them are host plants for our native butterflies and moths. Some of them are good hummingbird nectar sources. Many of them provide berries that are good for birds. Native trees are a host for all kinds of insects that are in turn food for a lot of our native birds.
Native plants also serve us by providing low maintenance upkeep, even in the harshest conditions, such as last year's heat wave and drought.
Our native plants are very well adapted to the climate and to the weather in Texas, which, yes, is very extreme a lot of times.
Planting and maintaining native vegetation for wildlife is called wildscaping. A wildscape takes a lot less water than a regular landscape. Now, the goal of a wildscape is to provide places for birds, small mammals, and other wildlife to feed and drink and escape from predators as well as raise their young. You can find more information on wildscaping on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds conservation work in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.